Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. If you would like to stand just for a moment, raise your hand. Father, we worship you. We honor you. As many are gathered, even have gathered tonight at the Western Wall and recognized this is the season of the Feast of Tabernacles, that these are times and seasons of holy gathering. But above all, that your presence is in the midst of your people. We bow before your majesty, Lord God. You are a mighty God. You are an everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. We bow before you. We worship you. King of glory, come in to each of our lives. King of glory, come into our families' lives. King of glory, welcome in this house of prayer and worship and praise. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us. Refresh your church. Anoint each and every person. Heal the broken heart. Raise up those who are broken in spirit. Lord, it is your Holy Spirit you have sent, Lord, to anoint us, to empower us, to have the authority, the exousia of the King of glory, that go into all the world, preach good news, and all these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Even tonight, we declare that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is doing miracles, and the sick are recovering. That those who are hurting, those who have been declared, whether the doctor has declared this or that, where they have said, this is cancer. Lord, we say the Lord is our God, and he is the Lord who is our healer. Where he has said, this your child is autistic tonight, we declare healing is going forth in the name of Jesus to heal the broken vessels, Lord, to raise them up, to anoint them to be mighty servants of your glorious name. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Give a clap offering to the living God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We wanted to, I so appreciate the worship team. Give them a clap, will you? We thank you, the whole team, Michael and the team, and we so honor your faithfulness. And those watching us on the World Wide Web, we welcome you. I want to specially say a warm, special welcome to Anders and Gabby, our special family members. They had spent some time in Germany, and they are back here, but we consider them members of this family of God. So give them a big clap, will you? Amen. Anders, Gabby, stand up for a moment. Glory to God. Amen. In a couple of days, it's going to be Anders' birthday. So we're going to sing happy birthday sometime. I said, we usually do it on Sunday. But we want to appreciate Richie mentioning this. We, as most of you know, we had a terrible, horrible shooting in Las Vegas last Sunday. And there were 59 that were killed. There were about more than 20,000 in this crowd that had come gathered for a country and western concert in Vegas. Vegas is a city that has many of these kind of large gatherings, and this very evil, oppressed man had set up just machine guns, guns that were adjusted to almost shoot like machine guns, and shot in the crowd. 59 were killed, and I think 500 and something, 69 or so were wounded, and there are still many of them are recovering, I want to read a scripture before I go on. There's a scripture in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 1:8 that Paul the Apostle talks, gives a word from the Lord, but he writes, "For we would not, brethren, have you be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raised the dead, who raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver us, in whom we have trust that he will yet deliver us." That's one of my favorite quotes, but he has delivered, he is delivering, he shall yet deliver. So as Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is also that same Jesus. He has delivered, he is delivering, he shall yet deliver. And we can claim that word for ourselves, our families, our situations, our place where we need revival in the church, for our nation, that he has delivered, he is delivering, he shall yet deliver. So God, he is delivering today. Say today. And he will do it tomorrow. Say tomorrow. So there is a process. So sometimes we see a portion of a healing, and people give up. Well, it didn't get healed. It just got 10% healed. But get plugged in. Stay in worship. Stay in thanksgiving, because he has delivered. He is delivering. He shall yet deliver. He has healed. He's healing today, and he shall yet heal. So you also helping together by prayer for us. So the prayer. Say prayer. Prayer is the key, that we stay plugged in. And I'm so proud of each of you here that we want to stay plugged in. Just because he has done something way back, it does not mean we stop praying, we stop praising, or we stop worshiping. We want to keep on giving thanks and keep in that atmosphere. You also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. So anyway, that where we are pressed, where even our life is threatened, that we stay focused on the Lord and not on the situation. So in that context then, we tonight especially want to, from the watch, as we are known globally as intercessors for the people who are watching us. There are many intercessors also who watch us. There's a word for us that this is one of the things that we are interceding for. And then on Sunday, we are going to have a big All Nations Sunday. So if you want to get dressed up in other nations' outfits, if you have something, Anders, you could wear lederhosen, something like that, or what? What do we have? Something like that? Yeah, could be. We used to have a man who used to get dressed in his Scottish clan outfit, the Clan MacGregor, or something. I forget now which it was. By the way, I do want to mention, please keep Pastor Bonnie in prayer. She is in Scotland, ministering to the church in Scotland, or the people, the community of God in Scotland. And Scotland has known many revivals, but then it's like there was some awesome, wonderful revivals, even in this last 100 years ago, I mean in waves. But then in certain lands, that's why it's important that we hold on to the Holy Spirit and the visitation and the revival that comes. It's important that if we don't stay plugged into revival, that there is something that's a spirit of religion, something. You may have as much insight as I do, but there is always an ongoing force of darkness, of religious spirit, of legalism that gets you with. They don't want you to know about the awesome power of the Holy Spirit to be able to receive Him without any apology. And so church over and over has done where the glory comes, the visitation comes, and then very quickly they will lose it. There are many different where there are formal things over the church where they are related with there is a hierarchy, and the hierarchy says, no, this is embarrassing. You cannot dance. You cannot jump around. You cannot shout. I remember there was when we pastored in Fort Lauderdale years ago, there was a church raised up, and God blessed it. It was tremendous. And then just the legalism came in. And there were thousands. That was, and God, we blessed their work, all of that. But I remember one of the statements that just flabbergasted me. And I wouldn't want to be critical for any situation, but the spiritual leader of that said, well, in this gathering, if you raise your hands, we will consider that you either need to know where to go to the bathroom, or you have some emergency and we need to call the ambulance. And when I heard that, I was so, we were young pastors. I remember Bonnie was with me and a lot of friends, Brother Dirk, Prince Don Basham. But anyway, when that man said, I said, I wouldn't say that of the Holy Spirit. And found out a little while later that he was embarrassed by something major and the situation fell apart. But I felt like, our defense is the Holy Spirit. We don't want to do things that would make the Holy Spirit a negative, so we welcome the Holy Spirit. We are dependent on it, and we'll stay plugged in to prayer and worship and thanksgiving. Anyway, from this place of prayer, we want to send our intercessions and our thoughts to those, number one, who are grieving for loved ones who lost their lives so suddenly, in a time and a place where they just took, many of them had flown into Vegas to celebrate anniversaries, celebrate birthdays, special occasions, and they wanted to have a fun time listening to country music, that they lost their lives. And so we, for those who are grieving, we send our thoughts of love and prayer. There is someone in our own community that they are relatives, their brother-in-law, whose closest friend was there at the concert and lost his life. So there are so many I've read who it affected a lot of people, not only family members, but friends who were connected in some way or the other. We also want to pray tonight. Our thoughts, our prayers, our intercession goes out to those who are in recovery, those who were wounded, and there were several hundred that are in recovery. And we want to pray for those and give thanks for all the wonderful helpers. I don't know how many of you read this, but this is, well, in the midst of this thing that the evil one did, and often people say, why did he do it, and what, and it's possible there are rumors that he had been, what, quote, radicalized by ISIS, and he may have been carrying this out on command and under the authority of the Islamic Radical Terrorist Organization, ISIS. But the thing is that we need to realize that this is an act of evil, and evil is inspired by the author of all evil. He is the enemy, Satan. And Jesus said he is the thief and the robber and the destroyer. And that's, it's a spiritual force of darkness. That's why it is so essential that the church of Jesus Christ exalt the name of Jesus in worship and praise over ourselves, our families, our cities, and the nation, and that the dark one cannot lay hold of any region, that where there are in our, and then we continue to have dark shadows over different places in our nation, that there's an ongoing battle against the forces of darkness. And so this is an act of the evil one above all. So we do not want to get confused too much. Of course, there are the news media, they'll try to confuse you. Even some people will try to obfuscate what has happened. But we, what's not, as Church of Jesus, cannot allow ourselves to get confused. I am not confused. Say, I'm not confused. Because the Word of God gives us clarity. For me, I don't need so much a clarity from the news media, from CBS, NBC, CNN, all of those voices. My clarity comes from the Word of God. And the Lord, we are not confused. And of course, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Say, God does not give me a spirit of fear, but He gives me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So I want to give especially, I was inspired quite a bit as I read in the midst of pain and hurt how the heroes rose up. There were people who were just amazing. One of the most moving for me was the picture I saw of this man lying on top. He put his body on top of a total stranger. And his name, I remember, they said that he was Matthew Kobos. Was photographed on Sunday. I think you may have it right there. You guys are awesome. And I think that's the one, isn't it? That's the one. Couldn't see it clearly over in that TV monitor. But lying on top of a young woman in an attempt to shield her from the barrage of bullets. He was able to get her in the shelter, and then he came out again to run and out and help other people. So that he's a U.S. Army soldier. There was one incident after another, and the young man who rescued 30 people, and there's a picture of him, and then in the final effort, he was shot in the neck. There he is. More than 30 or 40 people were rescued by that young man, and there he is sitting in the emergency room. He has just got bandaged up. There was another man that, he finagled. I won't say how he got the truck, but this could have been stolen. He got the truck one way or the other, and he went transported, what, about several loads of people, huh? Yeah, he got them to the hospital. And I would say, son, you have permission. If you're doing that, you can hotwire any pickup truck. But these are some of the ones. There's a mother who put her body on a little child. There was a husband who covered his wife, and he got shot. And is he the one who is, the wife said she's going to put, he was the fan of this he was wearing the T-shirt of this what's his name? The Eric Church, who comes from Gastonia, I believe. And he had become a major famous country singer. And he was wearing, he likes Eric Church, and he was wearing his T-shirt. But he got shot, and he's going to be buried in it. But it just is amazing to me how many heroes rise up on these occasions. And that reminds me of the scripture, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but my light will be seen upon thee." So that's Isaiah 60, 61, 60, which one is it? Isaiah 60. "Arise, shine, for your light has come." That, and especially in the end times, I remember Brother Derek Prince talking about that this really applies to the end time church and the end time people, that the world will get darker and darker, but his people of faith, people, the church of Jesus specifically, prophetically, will rise up and shine brighter in the midst of darkness. So in the midst of darkness, we cannot allow the darkness to define us. We will shine. Say, "I will shine." And that's the shining is supernatural. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So we focus on the Lord and on his light. I really appreciated the president's speech this Monday after the news of what had happened in Vegas. He says, part of his speech, he talked about the miraculous rescues of so many, and what he saluted the police and the rescue units that helped. "Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother, or a sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss. To the families of the victims, we are praying for you. We are here for you, and we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." By the way, the president didn't give the reference, but I will give it to you. It's Psalm 34. "We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve. To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward. In memory of the fallen, I have directed that our great flag be flown at half staff, and I'll be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday," which he did. And so, but I really appreciate it. I thought that was one of the best speeches in this kind of situation that any president has given. And the main thing is that the main central factor of, for me, of that brief speech was he pointed to the Word of God. That the Word of God says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And so we focus right now on the Word of God, and that we are guided by the Word of God, that it is not so much what the dark one does, what's the evil one does, that it was an act of evil, and we need to keep clear that this is evil, and that it's behind it is a source, Satan. But Jesus came and has come to destroy the works of the devil. So his church has clarity, his believing army of God. We have clarity where this comes from. It is the devil, it's Satan, and he has been defeated by the power of the cross, by the name of Jesus, by the shed blood of Jesus. He is defeated. Say, he is defeated. And so we are assured of that. The other part, that in the midst of these, that we keep clear that the Lord is with his people. That Hebrews 13, verse 1, and other scriptures, like in Joshua 1, God gives assurance because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. One of the things I noted as I looked at the scripture once again this week is that that word, scholars say, where in Hebrews 13 he says, I will never leave you, that word never in Greek is the meaning of it is so deep in the sense of the depth to which his commitment to us, basically it means I will never, 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 never leave you nor forsake you. That is his commitment. It's a fivefold commitment. That five is the number of grace. That in my grace, I will never leave you. And it's five times, in a sense, that word means a fivefold never, 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 never leave you nor forsake you. So that's something that we can count on. And that in the midst of these kinds of incidents, and they happen from time to time, we prayed for the innocent people, many of them children, earlier in this year in Manchester, that were blown up by an Islamic terrorist bomb. And our hearts went out to those innocent people, and so many of were teenagers and kids. And in the midst of all of that, we as people of faith then, we affirm in this that God is God. And he's in complete control. And that our focus is on him. God says, I am God and there is no other. In Isaiah 46, I am God and there is no one like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. And that in the midst of this, what we saw, the horrendous tragedies, even last Sunday, that God's love and mercies never cease over us, over his people. Lamentation says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great Lord is your faithfulness. Great Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Say, great is your faithfulness, Lord. Amen. And as I said, Hebrews 13, Jesus has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that in the midst of the challenge, his presence is there. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And that's, I feel, we must never allow ourselves to be separated from the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit of glory, from his presence and his anointing, that he is with me. Whatever kind of fire I'm going through, he is with me, and I don't want to ever let the darkness define me. It's going to be the light of the glory of God. And that God hears every one of our cries. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. Again, Psalm 34. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. And that if we have to go through those, that we are allowing that trial itself to draw us closer to Christ and make us like the Lord. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to the purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And that this affliction is momentary and light compared to the eternal reward that it will produce. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. So there is an ongoing weight of glory. Each of you are getting, you know, am I putting on weight or whatever? Well, as you continue in your relationship with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, you are getting weightier in the glory. So your weight is increasing in the glory. I want that. And that Jesus, in all of this, as we put our arms in a spirit around all those who are hurting, that Jesus, as the high priest, is interceding for them and for us. Hebrews 4 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. In Hebrews 7, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. And as Psalm 34, we'll reiterate, as the president said, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the ones who are crushed in spirit, Psalm 34:18. That Jesus, like Psalm 91 and Psalm 46, says that Jesus is our strength, he is the strong tower. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and he's safe. And that each of us can run to him, and that he washes away our sins and our fears and adopts us as his own children. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Romans 4:7. And that in the final analysis, Revelation 21:4 says, he will wipe away every tear from the eyes, and that shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. One of the things that really moved me, and they showed it, I think, I don't know how many of, but I know that it on Fox News they showed a few times that some minutes before these shootings, that all of these 20,000 people had sung "God Bless America," and they had put their iPhones in the middle of there were 20,000 iPhones out there with their flashlights, as they waved it in the dark and sang "God Bless America." So I want us to continue praying tonight and worshiping. But I would like for us, Michael, if you are able to come up, and I would like to invite you to come up here. And if your iPhone or whatever you have has a flashlight, I have one. This is one of the most useful items I've found for me is my day. So put on your light. And if you're able to come up, come up. And if we can say, and then I would like for us to sing Amazing Grace. So we want to, in memory of all those people, tonight we dedicated this for the families of those who lost loved ones and those who are wounded, those who are in recovery, that our hearts are with them, that from the watch, from this gathering, we remember them, we are covering them. And so come up, if you're able to come up around here. Thank you, let's gather. You know, God bless America. Often they won't say that, but this was written during the Second World War. And the initial singing, it's the first portion of it. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. So we not only raise our voices, but we even raise our iPhones or whatever instrument. If you have a Samsung, well, that's okay too. And accepted by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Michael, lead us.
God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my mountains, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I fall. Let's sing, praise God, lift your voices, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Want us to stay here. Michael, lead us a couple of more songs in this. I want to remember for those who are being held in prison for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, those being persecuted in many nations. But especially I want to just mention Pastor Andrew Brunson, and he was ministering in Turkey, and out of I don't want to go into details, but a lot of shenanigans in those Islamic countries, and they are afraid of revival. A lot of people, God's doing something really supernatural in some of these nations like Turkey and Iran, that many underground are turning to the Lord. But we want to remember this October 7th going to be like tomorrow, I believe, 1 year anniversary of his being just out of no reason being captured and put in prison, saying he's fine. But we send prayers for Pastor Andrew Brunson that they will release him, that these accusations will be bound up from the accuser of the brethren. We pray for his family tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So, would you mind standing and let's pray some more and wave the light.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.